Rion Daf, Chof Chesem and Beis, let us again start from the Mishnah. Kol Dovo, Sha'isa V'Eichel, Yase V'Yeichel. Something that is capable of working and from the Meya Meloche, it can support itself, you can buy food for it, is Yase V'Yeichel. Yase V'Yeichel. The Dovo, Sha'isa V'Eichel, something that is not oisav oichel, is not self-supporting, yimocher should be sold. Shenema, we have a makir from a posik, vashivoisei loy, heich tishivenu loy. You should see how you should be able to return the aveda. Therefore, there should not be a tremendous cost for the upkeep of the aveda. Maya Hebedomim, after the Abeda is sold, what should be with the money? Raptafen Oima Yishtamishpem, Raptafen says that the Maitzi Abeda is allowed to use the money. Lefichach im Ovdei Chaybach Yusim, and therefore, they got lost, so he's Chaybach Yusim, he has a Schushimush. Abekiva Oima Lo Yishtamishpem, Mekiva says he does not have a right to use the money. Lefichor, im ovde in chayabach yus. Zet Rashi. Kol dovo sha'oise vo'ichel, im aveidu zu dovo, she'yecholim la'achiloi es schar ma'isov. This is something that you're allowed to feed it with the schar from the ma'isim that the behemoth does. Kegoin Shevach Amir, Yase V'Yoichal, V'lo Yimkar Oisai HaMoit. He shouldn't sell it. He should hold on to it. And he shouldn't sell it in Shol Bailov Miladosha, even though the Bailim are not coming back so soon. Don't sell it. Shekol Odom Noyach Loi Bebehemtoi. Every person is happy with his previous behemoth, she kira boy, she recognizes him kva, the lindo lirtzayne, she learned how to do his rotzen, so he wants back his behemoth. Re'ei heich tishivenu loy, sheloy tachilenu chatzidomov, shimkein ein zu ashovas, you're not returning it to him. Whoever the behemoth is, he's not receiving. Lefichach meforesh pigmov. Gemara, we have a Mishnah that says a blank statement called Dovo Shoisa Vahichu Yase Vahichu. Rashi said, V'layim Kareis, you shouldn't sell it. You should Ula Oilam. So Rashi says, V'chiyad Oilam Zokuk Zel Tapil B'Teirach Shmire. That means he found something in the Bailam is show Bailo Miladoshai, so he's mechuyev to be metapo v'shmiras aveidev forever, since the Bailim will not have a loss. Amar Rav Nachman HaMashmul ad Yud Beis Chodesh. No, the chiyev tipul is for 12 months. Tanya Namihochi Abaraisa Koldova Shahisa Bahichu, Kigain Pora Bachamir, Metapo Behem, Ad Yud Beis Chodesh. Metapo to Yud Beis Chodesh. Kan Ve'ilach, Shom Demeyem Umeinicha. After 12 months, Shom Demeyem Umeinicha. Let us see Rashi. Shom Demeyem, Moichon Umeiniach, Hadomim Esloi. Now we have to understand Rashi said a mouthful here. Number one, Rashi said Umoicha. Moicha, number one. So that means he's not allowed to keep it for himself. He's mechuyev to sell it. And the Mefarshim say al chshat. That means if you're going to keep it for yourself, and the be a pshat. So you're not allowed to keep it for yourself. You have to sell it. The Gemara says, Shom the Mayim, you evaluate how much it's worth. So there's a machlikas harishayin in Beshitas Rashi. What does this mean? Rashi doesn't explain what Shom the Mayim means. So others say pshat that has to be sold in Bezdin. That Bezdin has to make sure that it's being sold for the proper price. It means, good, the year is over. Lo'ilam, there was a kasha. How long does it, a year? Now, someone wants to buy it, finish. No. Shom the Mayim. You have to evaluate the value, the true value of this Torah v'chameir. U'meinichon, and now Rashi v'taychis, u'meinichon, meiniach adomim etzloi. The money will be by him. But he has to get rid of the behemoth, to sell the behemoth. This is Shitas Rashi. Shitas Taisvis, they bring down Taisvis and Psochen. Rosh brings down that Taisvis, you don't have to sell it at all, there's no Kshat. This person is a Elchayit, he's a Meshav Aveda. He worked 12 months with the behemoth, and now you'll be chayshet him. So they learn pshat that here he doesn't have to sell it. Shom demayim. He evaluates how much the value of this animal is. Meinichon, and he can keep the animal. That means that he can keep the animal for himself, and he puts away the money, and he keeps the animal for himself. He's not mechuyev to sell it. The Rashba wants to bring a raya to Rashi from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the dovo she'ein oise v'oichu yimochel. So it seems there's a chiyev mechire. There's no chiyev to, you're not permitted to keep it for yourself. Agolim v'sayochim, that is a pole v'chamoyim. What a young eagle and a young chamer, metafel bem shloisha chadoshim, mikan ba'ilach, shom demeim amenichem. Avoizim betal negoilim, schorim, metafel bem shloishim yoy, mikan ba'ilach, shom demeim amenichem. Omar Rav Nachman ba'yitzchot tal negoilis ke ba'im agas. A tal negoilis, which lays eggs, so it's self-supporting. So it's like a behemoth gasa, so there's a shir of Yud Beis Chodesh. Tanya nami hochi, tana goyles, u behemoth gasa, metapu ben, shnei mosa chodesh, mikan veilo, shom demeim, u menicha. Now, but this baraisa has different shiurim legabi agolim and tana goylo. Agolim v'sayochim, Betapo bem lamed yoim. Mikan ve'eilech, shom demeim u'menicho. Avoizim betan ve'goylem v'chol dovo shetipulei merube, mischoroi, betapo bem shloisha yomim. Mikan ve'eilech, shom demeim u'menicho. Rek de gemorre, we have a stire in two baraises. Kasha agolim v'sayochim, agolim v'sayochim. The first baraisa we said the sheer chi of tipul is 3 months by a golem v'sayochim. The second baraisa says the sheer chi of tipul is 1 month. A voice in the golem, the first baraisa said the sheer chi of tipul is 1 month. Second baraisa said 3 days. So the Gemara says loikash. Oh, the raya. Or the petume, a golem v'siyochim leikasha, or the raya, or the petume, or is it a golem, or is it a golem, nami leikasha, or the rabbi, or the zut. Let us see Rashi, a golem v'siyochim dakin, she'ein oisin melochem. Tan the golem schorim, she'ein matilim bayim. Kibahim Magasa, Tarnagoilis is like a Bahim Magasa, which is self-supporting. שאיסה ויחלס, מתחו בו יד בייס חיידש, ויוכל להכילו דמי בי. מתחו, מש מיטרו בלב, הריח ותאם, ותאבי זה, עוד הראיה, עוד הפתום. עוד הקטוני שלושה חדושים, דבר יצא שלושה חדושים, בארץ מירה, that's speaking about that there's pasture, ובזמן הדושוים, שאין טיפולוי מרובה, so if you call the golem to say, it's not a big tibble, not a big great sword, it just grazes, so memele, then there's a chi of tibble for tmima. Hodik toni lamed yoim bizman she'ein mire, there's no mire, doesn't have any place where the golem at the yochem should graze, v'toich lepatmo alebuso mima she'bebayis. You have to feed it kiseidem. Shadamer yekorim. This is very expensive. So here, only mechuyi tuim betapu one month. Tanagoylem atanagoylem aykashe rab revi oichlen harbe. Hilkach gimul yomim. Akimna bischorim. Zot the gemara weiter. V'she'einoi oise voich. Tana Rabbono, how do we know that if it's Eina Boise Boichu, that he should sell it by Shei Boise Loi? Re'eich Eich Tishivelu Loi, he should have a Shove, Shlo Yachil Ego La Golem, that means that the Golem Shalis, you should continue to exist, you shouldn't sell one Ego for their food, Mesiach L'Sayochim. Avoisel avoisim, town the girl with town the girl. The Tvayaki brings down that Emerson, it says over here that you sell the animal. So brings down Rav Shmuel asks, Shirei Rav Shmuel, how can the Shemes sell the animal? That is animal to sell. How can you sell it? You have to be a Bailam to sell. Vishloim, the Bailam made me a Shliach. Mamela, I can sell. I have a Koyach to sell. But the Bailam didn't make me a Shliach, so how can I sell? So you'll say, Zochen. But there's a k'tois. The k'tois says that the whole din of zochin is zochin le'odom and not me'odom. That means if I'm zeicha something for a person, so that the schus is such a concept. Where zochin me'odom, if the schus to sell something, there's no din of zochin me'odom. So again, so kan shei laben. So how can he sell it? So he brings from the Yalla Sashachel that he answers, this posik vashay vayisay loy. I mean, this posik, re'ei, hey, ha'tashiv, tashivenu loy. The posik is telling us, the posik gave him a bailus to sell it, because that's what the posik is telling us. Re'ei, hey, tashivenu loy, that yim kerenu. Zach the Gemara Vayter. Ma yehei bedomen. Now, if he sold it, so what do you do with the money? We hear in the Mishnah a machloikis, a double machloikis between Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva. Rav Tarfon said he's allowed to use the money, and therefore, Rabbi Kiva says he's not allowed to use the money, and therefore Moldo ain't chayev b'chiyus. So the Gemara says, Ad kan loy pligi, el lokshin yishtamish b'hem. We'll see Rashi says, let's see the second Rashi. Shin yishtamish b'hem, lav dachta, doesn't he use it, elam yishum schal shimush koma. he has, that means since he has the capability, he can use it.
He
has a heter to be mishtamish. So the whole machlokes is, does he have a schus shimush? Is he allowed to use the money? If he doesn't have a schus to use the money, that means he sold the Aveda. Now he has money, he has no right to use the money. So then it would seem him of the potter. If he lost it, he'd be potter. And that's what Rabbi Kiva said. Rabbi Kiva said, Lo yishtamish ben, lefichach him of the inchaivach yuson. He's not responsible. Okay, the Gemara leimet hevet yufte the Rabbi Yosef. And the Zoi from our Mishnah, we have a tyufte and Rabbi Yosef. The Itma, we learned a machlokes Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi. Shomer Aveda, a person who's a shomer on Aveda. A person found an Aveda. So what din a shomer does he have? Rabbi Omar ki shomer chinuch. Rabbi holds he's a shomer chinuch. There's a mitzvah to watch an Aveda. He's not getting paid for it. So the Melos is a shame mechinah. Rabbi Yosef Omar kishay masacha. Rabbi Yosef says he's a shame masacha. Let us see Rashi. Ela, let's see the top Rashi. Mishum schar shimush moi. The whole reason a parfum said that he moved to chaybach yusom because of the schar that he's capable of using the money. Aber schar shmiras mitzvah, the schar that he has from the shmira, the name of migud leboy lemeisa b'rifte l'anya, that means there's a fringe benefit over here. When he's oisik in the shmira, and another man will come, he doesn't have to give him pass. Oisik b'mitzvah potem in the mitzvah loy mechaivinam. So the schar shmiras mitzvah, it would seem from Rav Tarfon, we're speaking about Aveda, he got lost. It seems from Rav Tarfon, the only reason he's chayev that he got lost is because he has a schus to use the money. The mele, that's also worth something. So the mele, so that's why he moved to chaybach yusam. Kishoim achino, ve'edei chayiv ela b'pshia. Rabbi holds is only chayiv b'pshia. Rabbi Yosef says, kishoim asocha, v'chayiv b'gnei b'vavede. Kishoim aschar mitzvah. What is the kishoim asocha? The benefit he's deriving from the mitzvah. The ha'oisek b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. So memela, he has a fringe benefit that do that he's watching an Aveda, he's potter from giving tzedakah. So the machlek is Rab and Rabbi Yosef. In our Mishnah it says that the sole reason he is chayev imovdu is only according to Rab Tarfon, because after he sold it, he's allowed to use the money. But Vaishta is that's the only reason he's a shame asocha. So our Mishnah is a Psakasha and Rabbi Yosef. Omar lecho Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, no, you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. B'knei v'aveide d'kulam v'loi pligi d'chay. Tzai Rabbi Kivin, Tzai Rabbi Tarfon hold his chay b'nei v'aveide. Ki pligi. That's what there's a machlokes. Im obdu, chay b'chiusu. Kipligi ba'ons in the shoyl. It was of the ba'ines. Zichay ba'ons in that the machlokes. Raptav and sobal. Shor yilei rabon in lishtamush b'gavayu. Raptav and holds. He's permitted to use it. Pavel is shoyel alayim. So he has a din shoyel. Since he can use it, he has a din shoyel. Rabbi Kiva Sovel, I show you Leilish, the Rabbanu Shtamush, Big Abai, Yilka, I have you show you Leilish, I have you show you, doesn't have a school shimush. So that's what Rabbi Yisrael said. No, you're learning wrong pshat in the Mishnah. Everyone knows he's a shame of Socha. The Shail is if it's of the Bainis. So the Gemara says, if that's pshat in the Mishnah, Yehochi, Lefichach, Do'omar, Rabbi Kiva, Lomolik. So what is pshat and lefichach of Rabbi Kiva? The Gemara elaborates. He amrit b'shloime b'gneiva v'aveidu the pligi. If the machloikis is b'gneiva v'aveidu, Ogdu means not an aveidu boy. A poshet aveidu. He amrit b'shloime b'gneiva v'aveidu the pligi. Heinu v'ktone Rabbi Kiva oima lo yishtamish. So therefore, we understand the arichas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva says he's not allowed to use it. He has no benefits from the money. Lefichach, therefore, imov v'nechayvach yusam. What is the chiddik? Sal kedai tochamin shem esoch avakid Rabbi Yosef. I would think, with besides this chus shimush, he's already a shem esoch al sputa de Rabbi Yosef. Ubegnei v'aveinu mechayv. That's what I would think. Kamash Malon Levichoch Hashtadam that loy yishtamish ben shemisoch loy havim on the chaybig meivave. It means if we don't learn like Rabbi Yosef, we learn like Rabbi. So chaker, so normally every shema veid is a shema chino. Here we have a shayla, does he have a schus shimush in the money? If we'll get a schus shimush, so that kufa, the schus gives him a din shemisoch, yeah? Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, I hold he never gave him a schushimush, so therefore he doesn't have a mevashemishach. So the lefichach is very good, since he doesn't have a schushimush, he's potter im ovdo. And don't say he's a shemishach al sputa de Rabbi Yosef, no. The only time he could be a shemishach would be al schushimush, and since he doesn't have a schushimush, so therefore, he's immortal, he's potter. Eloi amrit. But according to Rabbi Yosef, v'knei v'aveid et u'kulam v'loi pligi v'chai. You say everyone holds y'chai v'knei v'aveid. Ki pligi ba'omsen v'shoyul. The whole machloikas is if y'chai ba'omsen v'shoyul. Mai lafikach v'rabbi kivet. So what's the lafikach? What does Rabbi Kiva say? Since he doesn't have a school shimush, therefore, him also, if he got lost, ain't chaybach yusuf. My lafikah of Rabbi Kiva. Hochi mi boi leila misne. Rabbi Kiva oima lo yishtamish behem. Rabbi Kiva should say, lo yishtamish behem. Period. Vana yedana, the kim lo yishtamish behem, mafshay yuhabe. Ain't chaybach yusuf. According to Rabbi Yosef, that the whole mission has been mefalpul and onsen, so it's superfluous to say Rabbi Kiva is lefichach. Since he doesn't have a schus shimush, he's part of the mishtaiser. Lamali, just say you're not allowed to be mishtamish in mishtaiser, so he's part of the onsen. So the Gemara answers, Mishum Lefichach de Rabtal. You're right. It's no need to say that he's Potter. He's Enechai Bachi Yusum. But since Rabtal says Lefichach Imoto, Chaye Bachi Yusum. So Memela, so that's why Rabbi Kiva said Lefichach Imoto, Enechai Bachi Yusum. Like the Gemara, Lefichach de Rabtalfen Lomali. And why do you need Lefichach of Rabtalfen? If he has a schus shimush, why do you need the Lefichach of Rabtalfen? Hochikoma. Kiven de Shori Lei Rabonon Lishtamushi Migavayu. Kimandi Shtamish Migavayu Domi Vachayu Vachius. No, Rabbi Tafen is saying a Chiddush. Rabbi Tafen is saying that Meister Chazal gave him a schus. If he wants to, he can use the money. But the vial, that's a schus he can acquire. But Kolzman, he didn't ask for the schus, and he didn't apply for the schus. And the good Chazal said, listen, wherever you want to use it, you can use it. But, so, it's not so posh to say as a din shoyl. So, fakir tahtel afichach of Rabtaufen. Rabtaufen says, kiven de shori le rabbonen lishtamushi vigabayo, since he has a heter of shimush, he can use the money, kimandi ishtamish vigabayo domi bechai bachius. He already gets a din shoyl, and he's chai bonsa. Fragt die Gemorre vor Obduktoni, haken Rav Yosef sei, dat er mach leukes, aber kiefen Rav Tarfen is in Onsen, vor Obduktoni. Die Gemorre ens is, ki der Rabbe. Der Oma Rabbe, nigwewo, beliste mizuyen, Obdun, shetobos, vinose, bayon. Sometimes a beide does not necessarily have to mean a poshit or loss, it can mean of the bainus. Let us see Rashi. Mai lefichol da Rabbi Kiva, kiven da oma lo yishtamish. Heiche teisek adaitan lechiyude, yitzach lemeima ein echayet. Kiderabe, bebeik azon, kabnei sheshochu eshitleim. Let us finish the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmul Aloche Ki Rav Tarfen. He passed like Rav Tarfen that if that he has a schus if he sold the Aveide, he has a schus to be mishtamish. He has a schus to be mishtamish with the money. Meir Chove Havale Hani Zuzi Diyasim. By Rechovim, they had Zuzim of Yisaymim. It seems he was an apotropis. He was holding money of Yisaymim. Also, Lekame de Rav Yosef. Havale Mal Mishtamushi Begavayu. Can I use the money? That means he's an apotropis of Yisaymim. So he asked, could he use the money? Omalei, Ochi Omar Yudah Meshmu, Alochi Kerab Tarfen. No, we had a similar shaila. If a person sells an aved, if you're allowed to use the money. Rab Tarfen knows you're allowed to use the money. Rab Kiva knows you're not allowed to use the money. Rab Yudah Meshmu said, Alochi Kerab Tarfen. No, so you're allowed to use the money. Omalei Abaye, Abaye asked Rav Yosef, "Lavitma lo Omar Rav Chelvoy, Omar Rav Huna, loishonu ela b'dmei aveide, hoyu b'torach bo." That Rav Huna said, "That's dafke b'dmei aveide." That means he had him found an aveide. He was metapo with aveide. Let me see, he was metapo with aveide for whatever, for 3 days, 30 days, 3 months, a year, he was metapu with that baby. So, hoyo v'torach bo, so Chazal said, no, this person deserves some sort of a benefit, he was metapu with that baby. Now he sold that baby, so we give him the privilege, he can use the money. But what if a person found money? Person found money. His loy. So then, Avuna said he has no heter to use the money. The whole heter that he's permitted to use the money was as a koras atoy. He was metapo with aveda. So we give him a right to use the money. But if he found the money and there was no ticha whatsoever, so he has no right to use the money. Vahani kemoi saveidu dami. Now that what you're an apotropis on moishi saimem, that's kemoi saveidu dami. There was no tircha before with an aveide. Amalei zil. So he told, Rabbi Yosef told the Beir Chove, I said, you're allowed to use it. Zil, loishovkali dashrilach, they don't permit me to be mad to you to use the money. I'm sorry. You can't use the money. The Marsha explains here, and what was the Havamin of Rabbi Yosef? The din is if a person was given money for a pekodin, he's not allowed to use the money unless it was mois motoreis. Mois motoreis means you can use that, like I'm giving you permission to use the money. But if someone gives me a pekodin, I'm not allowed to use the money. So what was the havamin of Rabbi Yosef? I mean, this was mois yisaimin. The father died, so fine. So he's the apotropos, he's taking care of the money. So why? How did he compare it to Mois Aveide? This kasha the Masha is. So the Masha answers that Rabbi Yosef had held the time Mois Pekodin you're not allowed to use is because when I give you a Pekodin and it's not Motores, which means you're allowed to use it. So the reason not allowed to use it is because I'm giving up a problem. I can come to, you know, invested now. I can come tomorrow. I need the money. I did some emaila. So the reason you can't use the money is because the bailim can always come the next day to demand back his money. Some emaila, you have no right to use it. And aveda, until the bailim will come, the bailim didn't come, so I don't have so Memela, that's why he understood, that's the Svar of Rav Talpan. So Memela by Yisayimim also, the Yisayimim, until they grow up, they can't use the money side by side. So that's why I wanted to compare it to Aveda. So he told them, no, the reason by Aveda is not, that's not the reason. The reason is because Chazal gave him a schus to use the money, oil of the Torah, but it was under the Cheshbon. What does Rashi say, Bidmei Aveide, Shemocho la'acher shenitpo bo. He sold Aveide after he was metapo with Aveide, by Shemocho ha'chomet. So there Chazal gave him a benefit to use the money. Avo mois Aveide, kain shemotza mois bekis, but that is a simen, the kis, oi sholosh medbeis, osin kemigdolim. So there, Yezichel, he had no right to use the money. Let us see Taisvis. Atkan loy pligi chav chesam et beit. Atkan loy pligi elo b'nishtamish behem. Machlokes is b'nishtamish behem. So Taisvis says, and we hear Rashi also said the same thing. Lav davkin nishtamish, not that he used it. The nishtamish labekiv and amichai bach used it. Also, if you attack, you used it. Given the day also lishtamish, if you're not allowed to use it, you use this. Avodin Rabbi Kiva, you also chay b'chayis. Kein amishalech yad v'bigodin. Afilu hechzer ein v'kach klum. Afilu he put back the money. It doesn't help anymore. Rabbi Kiva sober peikam afkid. The bein and das bailim. You need das bailim to be meishim the moment. Havade nishtamish lav davke. The Gemara doesn't mean he used it. Kedefrishis elo bischar shimush. That's what Rashi says. That means the machlokes is that what he is capable of using. To the Rav Talpan, the islay the mutali ishtamish. That he's permitted to use the money chay bach yusan. The biyano the mischamilei zvini shoklu v'zovenbu. This was the Havamina of the Gemara. The Havmin of the Gemara was that since I have the right, if I'll need the money to use the money, so this is called Hashem Esocha. That means this is worth something. To have a money that if I want to use it, I can use it. So that's a little before I used it. So this right to use it is has a shavius, and this makes me for Hashem Esocha. Rabbi Kiva does lishtamish ben potter. Avim leho yemuta lishtamish. This was the Gemara's Raya to Rabbi, and we see from here that Hashem Aveda is Hashem Chinam. Let us just see, we won't learn the whole Tosfos, but we'll learn part of the Tosfos. Vahavi Shoyel Olai. Tema. Like Tosfos, Dahavale Lameima. Rabbi Yosef said, no, everyone knows the Hashem Esocha, I've quoted the Rabbi Yosef, and the Shaila is, are you a Shoyel? But since you have a right to use the money, so it's command the Ishtamish Begavayu Domi, V'chaye Bachiyusam. So he's a Shoyel on the money. Frektois V'es Teime. Bahavale Lameima Bahavale Loiva Alayu. Lachaire, by money, there's a difference between money and a keli. The difference between a shoyel and a loiva is, a shoyel means I'm borrowing Yenim's keli. I'm using his keli, so you only have the shimush of the keli. A loiva means, Milva Leitzoni, no, it's my money, I owe you different money. So Lechaira, if we're talking, if you're allowed to use the money, it's not a shoyel. I'm sure I'm using your money, I'm allowed to use the money, I'll pay you back different money. So that's a loiva. So Lechaira, the terminology, not only the terminology, if Saison Dvayakiv, he says there's a difference between if he's a shoyel, there's a din shoyel by love is potter. I mean, there's din of shaymre. A shoyel means it's your chayfitz. There's different types of shaymre, but it's yours. A loive means it's mubalaitzon itno. So, lechayre, if we are speaking about that he can use the money according to Rav Yosef, that's the machlokes. So the machlokes is if he's a loiva or not a loiva, not if he's a shoyel. Taima da havale lameim abav a loiva alayu. Ve'im noima dimbo bailem koidim sheitzio chayim laharzer oisa mois atzma v'loi achayim. Havi osi shaper de korilei shoyel. So Taisa says, maybe we can say here, we can't call him a loive, because this money, even though he has a schus to use the money, but what'll be if the bailim come before he used it, he has to give back the money to him. So memele, so therefore, it is different than every loive. Every loive, there's an in milva leitzon itnu. And you lend me the money, and so it's my money now. You'll change your mind, I'm sorry. Here, the schush shimush of the money is, Chazal gave him a schush shimush, that means if the Bailam didn't come back and ask for the money. The minute the Bailam comes back and asks for the money, so l'chayre, his schush shimush ends. So memela, so we can't call him a loive, because the yad bailam is the bailas is still betokfoy. So if we will say veim noima vimbo bailam koidem sheitziyam chayev lahachzer oisa mois atzmon v'loy achayim, if we'll say such a loche, aviyosi shaper. The korilei shoyel. Achiyev shaloyim again. But he says it's not true. He doesn't have to give him back the same money.
the minute he has a schus shimush, there's a din of a milva leitzah nitnu, and he can give him back different money. The beperek hamafkid porich inenzu chayev ma'iriya hoitzi ki loy hoitzi nam. The Gemara over there, there's a machlokes. Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, if a person gave money, a pekodin to a shulchani, it says, if it's mois mutorim, yishtamish behem. We're speaking, I gave money to a banker, and I gave him mois mutorim, it wasn't tied up, so that means that I'm giving him rishus to use the money. So it says in the Mishnah, Ovdu chay yishtamish behem, Ovdu chay bachiyus. So there's a machlokes over there, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna says, afilu nensu, and Rav Nachman says, that dafka ovdu. Now, the Gemara brings there a kasha that Rav Nachman asked Rav Huna. It says, amafkid mois eitzel shulchani. Now this is speaking about a gizbor shel hegdish. A gizbor shel hegdish gave money to a shulchani. Now let's just explain what happened over here. The gizbor shel hegdish had money of hegdish. He didn't realize that this was money shel hegdish. He thought this was his own money. And he gave money to a shulchani that the shulchani could use. Fine. So it says like this. It says, amafkid mois eitzel shulchani. Im tzrurim lo yishtamish bem, fikach im hoitzi lo yimohal. So if he used the money lo yimohal hagizbo, so the gizbo was not moil because the gizbo didn't give him rishus bachlal to use the money. The gizbo gave him yisod moishal hegdish, which the gizbo thought was moishal chul. That's the story. And he gave him mois metor. So it says like this. If he gave him mois tzrurim, and the shulchan he used it, so that not the gizbo's fault, because the gizbo, the gizbo didn't give him permission to use it at all. Ve'imu torim yishtamish behem, he has a right to use it. Lefichach im hoitzi mol ha'gizbo. So it says, if the shulchan used it, so the gizbo is chayiv, the gizbo is chayiv, because he gave him permission to use it. So Rav Nachman asks Rav Huna, if you say that he's chayv bonds and my iriya hoitzi, why did you say that he spent it? Afilu loy hoitzi nami. Afilu, he didn't spend it. As soon as he gave it to the shulchani, the gizbo should be more. This is the Gemara further. Now, Torah. The Gemara asks, inensu chayv according to Rav Huna. And then so is chayiv, my iriya hoitzi that the shulchani spent it, kilei hoitzi na. Vahashte, I chayiv laharsahin atzman kshiyit vahagizbo. If we will say that when I have a schus to use someone's money, but if he asks it back and I'm afraid to give it, then im kain loikona ma shulchani bishaloi hoitziyem, beloi moal. Kedama perik hashoyel leiboka boy leimol ki min shamashu yochel arzaboy bin kei my por ki lehoitzi nami alavade afilu oisa namois adain ben in tzorich laharsa hinatzma. Taisvis has a shayla. Gemara calls him a shayla. Now Taisvis had a shayla. Why is he a shayla? So Taisvis said he can only be called a shayla if the bio, we have a very interesting scenario. We have here money that belongs to an Eved Aveide. Chazal gave the Moitzi Aveide a right to use the money. So, Taisa's Ashayla, before he uses it, what din does he have? Does he have a din of a Shoyel? The Mor calls him a Shoyel. Or does he have a din of a Loive? I mean, since he have a right to use the money, it's I'm a loyver. The my nafkamina, is it my money now, or is it still the Bailam's money to Layusa? If it's the Bailam's money, so I'm a shayel. If it's my money, so I'm a loyver. So Taismus wanted to say that it's called the Bailam's money till I use it, and that's why I'm called a shayel. So Taisi brings the Gemara further. The Gemara says, if Yechayev Ba'onsin Avunah says that the Shulchani who received money from a Gizbar, Mois Motoris, is Chayev Ba'onsin. So the Gemara says, according to Ravunah, he should be Chayev Ba'onsin Afilah before he used it. So you see clearly that a Heter Shimush is Mamish like Halvo. Because if you say a Heter Shimush is till I use it, he can still retract the money, and I have all these in Shoyal, so why does the Gemara say Afilu Loi Haiti should be Mo? I didn't use it yet. And he can still take it back. So we see from the Gemara further that what he can use, it gives him a din loyve. Avada yafilu im oisen na mois adayim ben, and so chlaharza reinatzmon, so that's what he's called a loyve, not a shoyo. Mishloima, do not get shoyo, mishim do not get onsen, b'chsiv b'krok abhi shoyo, gam lechim. Taisha says over here that he is a loive. He can, since Chazal gave him a schus to use the money, so he has a din loive on the money. He doesn't have to return this money anymore. He can give back different money. And that what the Gemara calls him shayil is lav davke, since it's a shem achinim shem asachar, so it calls him a shayil. But now let's just start. Now Taisus speaks about a new thing, and we'll see Gevaldike Yesoidis, which are Negeya, this sugya. We have here in our sugya Machloikis, Rab and Rav Yosef, is a Shema Raveda, a Shema Chinom, or a Shema Socha. Abolz is a Shema Chinom. Yesvolz is a Shema Socha, Altsprutet Rav Yosef. Zog Taisus, Rabbeinu Chananel, Balochus Gdoilis, Pasco daloche ke Rav Yosef. They said daloche is like Rav Yosef. Mahi de ein bein amuda. They brought a gemara in the Dorim. The comma, the gemara says in the Dorim as follows. Umachzel loy avei dosai. Chad omar davke mada lemuda. Avol muda lemada loy mishim de kemesani prute de Rav Yosef. V'chad omar prute de Rav Yosef lo ishriche shma mino de kulu islo hu de Rav Yosef. Now, let us just explain the Gemara. The Gemara says over there, and let's be elaborate a little, there's a Gemara in the Dorm that says as follows. Reuven said to Shimon, you're not allowed to have hanor from me. That was the story. So Reuven is the mother, Shimon is the mother. So it says, we have a mother and a mother, and says, in this case, Marzel loy avei dosri. He's allowed to give him back the avei. So the Gemara says, there's a machloikis, who is allowed to give back? One man the yoma holds, the mother can give back. That means like this. Reuven said to Shimon, you can't have an offer me. Shimon lost an Aveda, so Reuven is allowed to return Shimon's Aveda. And that's what I call this having enough from Reuven. I'm giving you back your thing. That's what I call the having enough from me. So the mother is allowed to give back to the mother. But the mother is not allowed to give back the Aveda to the mother. Als pute der Rav Yosef. So what does that mean? That means like this. If Reuven lost an Aveda, in Shimon's Alta Emanov from Reuven's Nechosin. So Shimon is not allowed to return the Aveda to Reuven. Why not? Because Shimon has a no from Reuven's Nechosin. What a no does Shimon have from Reuven's Nechosin? Pruta, the Rav Yosef. Oh, that means he, Reuven lost the Chayfetz. Shimon is going to return the Chayfetz. When Shimon is returning the Chayfetz, only he'll knock on the door and he'll tell he's going around for the Dovis. So Shimon will say, sorry. I'm oisik b'mitzvah, kotzah ben ha-mitzvah, I don't have to give you anything. So memele, so Shimon, if Shimon will be permitted to return the aveda of Reuven to Reuven, he's having ano minichse Reuven. He's saving money, he doesn't have to give the olamah money. So one man, the Yomar, says that plute, that the mother is not allowed to be maxed to the mother, I'll put to the Rabbi Yosef. He's having an offering. Fine. The other man, the Yomar, says, put to the Rabbi Yosef loy shchiach. So, he's allowed to do it. So now, let us just see what the Gemara said. So the Bein Hanan on the Loch there said like this. We have a machlokes, is Shimon allowed to return Reuven's Aveda. Mama the Yomar says he's not allowed to, because he's having a no minichse Reuven. He's saving money. Pruta the Rabbi Yosef. The other man, the Yomar, said, nah, pruta the Rabbi Yosef leishchiyach. So he's allowed to do it. So k'toisves, so we see that everyone holds a pruta the Rabbi Yosef. The whole shaila is by mudar hano. Is he allowed to do it because it's loy shchiyach, or he's not allowed to do it? But everyone holds like Rabbi Yosef. So we see we paskin like Rabbi Yosef. That's the ivre in Taisvus. So from this Taisvus, we see two things. Number one, we see Taisvus understood that according to Rabbi, there's no such concept of putta the Rabbi Yosef. There's no such thing. Number one. So we have to understand, I mean, the Rabbah doesn't, so that means Rabbah doesn't hold this whole concept. He's not gaining anything according to Rabbah. In Rabbi Yosef, there's a machlokes, put it, Rabbi Yosef shchiach, tzaloi shchiach. So I saw that Dvar Yaakov says, Tosfos learned the Vayel Pshat, that Rabbah held that Bechlal by Hashem Rabbeid, there's no din of Isaac b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. Why? Because Rabbi held, let's say, I'm taking, this is Bemison Aran's kasha. Rabbi held, I'm taking care of an Aveda, and another man knocks on the door. So Rabbi held, so you know what you do. You open up the door, you give him some money, and you go back. In the middle of Shemin Esra, what's the problem over here? I'm Isaac in the Aveda. So Yosek and Avedis, you can't stop a minute and give me a pruta. So Tosfos understood that Rabbi vehemently disagrees with Rabbi Yosef. There's no such thing as pruta to Rabbi Yosef. You're gaining money. You're part of him tzedakah. You're not part of him tzedakah. An echtik yitok. You could be mafsik from taking care of the Aveda and give the other man and take care right of the Aveda. It's like a mafsik in the middle of a tour. I mean, what's your problem? You're doing, Isaac and the Aveda, and another man comes, you put down the Aveda, you give him the other man, you go back, mitzvah gereres mitzvah, that's what happened, but you're not potter to give the other man. That's how Tosfos understood, Tosfos understood by Nechanan. So Memele, so the Gemara says, so, according to Rabbi, there's nothing but to talk about. According to Rabbi Yosef, that holds that he is part of Puta the Rabbi Yosef. So now we have a machloikis if a mother Hano is allowed to return. Is allowed to return it. That means Shimon allowed to return it to Reuven, even though Shimon will derive a benefit from the Aveda of Reuven, According to Rabbi Yosef, he's potter to give the Ramah. He's allowed to do it. So we have a machloikis. One man, the Yomah, says, he's not allowed to do it. Potter to Rabbi Yosef. What do you mean? You don't have to have an offer, man. Or you didn't pick up the Aveda, because if you pick up the Aveda, you can get money. You won't have to give tzedakah. The other man, the Yomah, says, potter to Rabbi Yosef, loy shriya. So Al Kapon, they brought a Rai, we passed him like Rabbi Yosef. But Kan Shoyel Aben, it would seem from Tosfos, that everyone holds his Hashemah Socher, even though Pruta the Rabbi Yosef Lo Yishriach, the Shaila is he permitted to be Meshav David? So Lechayra, this is a little difficult to understand. How could I say he's Hashemah Socher, according to everyone, and when it comes to Mudar, I know I say he's allowed to do it to Pruta the Rabbi Yosef Lo Yishriach. So on Vayakev, so he brings down from Chedusha Rabbi Yaleib, he says a very interesting concept. He says like this. When it comes to Hilche Shomrim, he says, I picked up an Aveda, so I'm, the Torah made me a Shomer on this Aveda. I'm a Shomer till the Balaam comes back. So let's say, we have to think I'm going to be a Shomer for 20 days. Now, in this 20-day period, is it possible that while I'm Isaac in the Aveda, another man might come? It's possible, in the 20-day period, it's possible, another man might come. So, Memele, so this is called a Shmire Vutzcha. You're gaining this whole Shmire, this 20-day Shmire is a Shmire that you're getting benefit, that you won't have to give a pruta to another man. That's why I'm called the Shema Soch. When it comes to Mudar Hanor means every time I'm Oisik in the Aveda, do I have to think, will now another man come? You don't have to take the whole 20 days into Cheshbon. A Mudar Hanor mechaveir and not even of him is Nechosim. So each time when I'm Oisik in the Aveda, yes, the Rav, you think now another man might come? That mistaken how another man to come. So each time I can rely that mistaken how another man won't come. So Mamela, that's the machloikis. That means the machloikis is, do we differentiate between Shema Socher and Mutar Ano? Everyone holds he's a Shema Socher. As Bruta the Rav Yosef, he is potter to give. The Shaila is, as Mudar Hanor, is he permitted to pick up the Aveda, and there the Shaila is, each time when I'm Ishtamish with Aveda, do I have to be afraid I'm being Nene from the Nichsei Hamada? So here we have a Machloikis. One man, the Yoma, says, you have to be afraid, so therefore don't pick up the Aveda. Another man Yoma says, since it's loishchicha, you have to be done each time bazunda, each time I can assume a stomach this time another man won't come, so mamela, you're allowed to pick up the bait. About koponim, toisus head, a gemore nedorim, that seems everyone holds like Rabbi Yosef. The shaila is if by mudar hano, there's an issa to return it, but legabi shemesoche, izicha shemesoche, and we see we don't pass can like Rabbah. According to Rabbah, Bechlal, there's no concept of Ruta the Rabbi Yosef.